This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now for us to get into the world of news talk radio in sort of an official way, I'm Doug Steffen, inviting in Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Victoria Jones, all part of various landscapes when it comes to the world of news talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Walter Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk program host. His program can be heard on the weekend, Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. A lot of great radio stations around the country are carrying that. Victoria Jones is in Washington, operating in a world that truly makes her unique. Although Richie's in Washington in his own kind of unique world as well. I guess we all have a uniqueness to us, and that's what makes our perspective on some of these stories that come out of the charts at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, Michael Harrison and his gang there put together a concentrated list, listening to radio stations and programs that are hosted by some of the experts, and 10 items come out of that list. People also on the list. So this week, I'm going to quickly go through them, and I'm going to tell you what I think the number one story of the week is, and it doesn't necessarily agree. It isn't about agreement. It just, in my world and in my corner of the conversation world, I find that the passing of John McCain was the number one story, not Trump and the Russia investigation, that sort of thing. But anyway, that's just from my perspective. The official list starts at number 10 with a focus on sports talk radio, the preseason at the NFL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And number 9, the police officer convicted in that shooting. People say it's about time. Number 8, the passing of Aretha. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks. Number 5, the continuing focus on the bad guys of Washington. Let's see, the Tuesday primaries. Number 4, the fate of Mr. Sessions, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Number 3, McCain. Number 2, and the investigations on Trump, number 1. So, and on the people list, it's Aaron Rodgers, who's got that contract thing going on, Major League Baseball. What do you get, $134 million? Richie is getting paid something half of it, like 80% up front between now and next spring. I think that's what I saw there. Good God. Aretha's number 9. Roy Aller, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Robert Mueller is 5. Don McGahn, or McGahn, is 4. McCain is 3. Michael Cohen is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Okay, so we have everybody engaged here. I'm going to just bring you over to what I thought Joe Biden's memories of John McCain. We all saw the video of the family, Mrs. McCain and Meghan and the rest of the members of the family, some of whom you recognize, some of whom you don't, going by the coffin, the casket, as it laid in state in Phoenix. And then Joe Biden comes at the memorial at the Baptist church there. It was very emotional. It was very descriptive, I thought. These guys were friends, and you could tell it from the get-go. And even though the speech was powerful, and it was a great reflection on McCain and his life and legacy, I think Biden said, in a paraphrasing way, we shall not see his like again. It's almost, it feels like almost a presidential funeral, even though McCain...
Yeah,
wanted to be president. He never did get there, but he was, in my mind, far and away the most important of the senators of that group of 100. And so, and you see how they all got along, Democrats and Republicans. And Biden talked about how they used to fight about stuff. But then at the end of the day, it kind of reminds me of the story of Ronald Reagan and what's his face from Boston?
Chip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill.
Right.
At the, on Friday, they'd get together at the end of the day and have a bourbon and make their deals. And, you know, so that's what life ought to be about. But it isn't, at least not now. And that's what they lamented somewhat. But Biden was the best at it. And so some of the things, there are a lot of heartbreaking moments. You could see the tears, the reflection in Biden. And it's time for, I said this earlier, and I don't know whether you guys all agree with me. I started reflecting again. It's not the first time I've done this, but I reflected again on the state of politics and people in our country and how angry people are. And I wonder out loud if it doesn't start to a point with some of these people who are doing the political talk radio programs, who are so biased and who are so angry, and they're just so... I'll start with Victoria on this. Victoria, what do you think about it? You've been doing talk radio for a long time, and you've done...
Yeah.
Partisan and nonpartisan talk radio. So what about, is talk radio, or some of the elements of talk radio, some of the personalities of talk radio, responsible in part for the things that Joe Biden was talking about?
To an extent, I think, because I'm not saying that that's a good or a bad thing necessarily, because we're talking then about free speech.
Yeah.
But I think talk radio is an immensely powerful medium. But when people in talk radio speak, people listen. So to that extent, one has to also say, we as listeners to talk radio, and we're all listeners to talk radio, we're responsible. So I think that we can't pin things on a very small percentage of the population who speak.
All right. That's a great point. Walter Sterling, what say you when it comes to your rendering of where we are right now in terms of how the political realities shake out?
The political reality is unique in that I didn't like President Obama's policies. I didn't like much of the way he presented himself, but I respected the fact that he was President of the United States. And if you loved him, you and I could have a sincere conversation about it. And then, like you said, go have a bourbon, or in my case, a Diet Coke. But the fact is that this is very, very different. This is a very different dynamic we're dealing with today. I have to be very cautious over who I say I voted for Trump. I have to be very careful who I say that to. My wife, my never suffering, much younger wife, says, don't tell people who you voted for. Well, that's a very unusual thing that I can't admit and be proud of who I voted for, who turned out.
Yeah, why shouldn't you be proud of it? Why should you be
president of the United States? But let me tell you why the reaction, because I've thought about why is this such a hard reaction. The day after he became president, there were protests in the street, and all he had done is eaten lunch. There were screaming protests. Scarlett Johansson screaming in the street. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. What it is guilt. It's collective guilt by people who did not vote. Because whenever I encounter that response of, oh, Trump, how horrible, I look at them and say, did you vote? And there's always, always, always silence and change of subject.
You know,
this is about a population that did not vote.
So
and now
you
regret
bring up something that is important to remember. In many jurisdictions, if not most jurisdictions, this next Tuesday is primary day. And not to be a lecturer here on the circuit, but most people, whether you realize it or you don't realize it, don't know or understand that primaries are more important than the general election. Because here's when you winnow out you weed out the crazies. But because the crazies are the ones who go vote in the primaries, the crazies are the ones that end up on the ballot. So if you don't want crazies on the ballot, you better go vote even if you're voting for a crazy. In the primary, which is next Tuesday, for all the various there local elections.
You could make
elections.
The case that because people didn't vote, that's why we had Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
No, that's not
right.
Why. No. I've read those editorials. That's not why he
yeah,
won.
Yeah, what do you
all.
Think it is?
The reason he won is because of the people who went out and voted for him, period.
True. About people getting out to vote for him. Yeah, right. There's something to be said.
He did motivate people.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, the point is that let's not get scammed. Let's get to the polls on Tuesday. Let's vote for our preference to be in the final election. Don't sit on your hands. Get out and vote. A lot of important local elections, statewide elections, regional elections, congressional elections, Senate elections. So it's a very important time. It's 17 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Take pounds off sensibly. This is a time for you to consider a product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Real people have had real weight loss success using Calotren. Why? Because Calotren's essential active ingredient is the protein in collagen. Collagen is the bodybuilder. When you see bodybuilders taking a lot of protein to build up their muscles, what they're really absorbing is collagen. Because as you get older, your body makes less of it, so you got to supplement with it. So if you want to lose the weight, and you don't necessarily want to look like a bodybuilder, but you exercise, get that muscle back there. As you get older, you need more muscle, not less. Keep your body and your skeleton together. This is the magic formula. It really is. Calotren's been around for 30 years, successfully helping people lose weight the healthy way, the positive way. You don't have to go on crazy diets and spend a lot of money. Nope. This is really good, basic stuff for your body. Collagen peptides are proven effective at maintaining weight with no adverse effects. Collagen, Calotren. Get them by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com. Mention DJV and get 10% off the deal. And if you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Pretty good deal. Great way to get rid of the weight. Don't get scammed. Get the real thing. Calotren will get the weight off. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Can't get in the store. Get it online at toploss.com. Take advantage of the special 10% off with the DJV code.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The latest sporting equipment has some smarts in them to improve your game. For example, while it may look like a regular basketball, the 9450 Smart Sensor Basketball is packed with tech. It wirelessly sends info on your performance to a nearby app. If tennis is more your space, Babolat's Pure Drive Play looks and weighs the same as other tennis rackets. But it's the first with integrated sensors that digitally monitor your performance on the court, including your strike position, backhand, forehand, serves, volleys, and spins. Finally, it's almost hockey season, and a similar sensor can help you track your progress on the ice. The new Forward PowerShot 2 is an advanced sensor for hockey sticks. Tape the thin black and orange sensor near the top of the stick and hit the ice. Your power, performance, amplitude, and execution speed will all be captured and sent to an app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Continue here with our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones, I was about to say Victoria Keelan, who is on the DJV program and often is here with us on the overview that we have called the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting this list together every week of the year. This is the one for the week of August 26th to the 31st, last of August. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for DC Radio, is here. And we've sort of been reflecting on McCain and the ramifications of his passing and the things that Joe Biden said and other things that McCain was a very interesting figure, and one that we, as I look at him, the old politicians, maybe that's because I'm just older, Victoria.
I'm not biting. I'm not going there.
Okay, sweet. Very nice. So do you, I said I thought passing McCain was the number one thing. What do you think the number one, from your experience, your conversations this week, from the list, what do you think is the, as you reflect, is the number one thing this week?
I think McCain is the number two story this week. I think the number one story this week is grossly underreported. And I think that because it's been grossly underreported all the time. And I think the number one story this week is that the number of dead as a result of the hurricane in Puerto Rico last year has officially, finally been increased by the government from 64 to nearly 3,000.
So but I heard this earlier in the week, yeah, and I wonder why. What was in it for the government to screw around with the numbers?
Well, a number of things. First of all, I think incompetence, which often plays into an awful lot of things by bureaucracies. Also, apparently, what was being taken into account was, like, if you, Doug, were hit by a rock falling on your head or a tree hitting you, which could happen, that was counted. And if it happened immediately, that was counted. But if you died later as a result of lack of medical attention, clearly because the hospital was not functioning, and things like that, or clearly as a result of an injury, that was not counted. Also, there were new guidelines from the CDC for doctors about how to fill out death certificates, and the doctors didn't know this. And so they didn't know that they could count people in a new way as having died as a result of the hurricane. And so this was one of the major contributing factors. And George Washington University did a major report on this, which, and also the Puerto Rico system was not set up to do this properly because they didn't have the infrastructure. So there were, it was like a convolution of things that came together, and as a result, this is what happened. So finally, it came together. Nevertheless, President Trump said that they did a fabulous job in Puerto Rico.
No, they didn't.
And the government did an appalling job with the meals.
It's still a mess down there.
Well, FEMA did a great job.
FEMA, as the D.C. radio correspondent, you see this. You've been in Washington for a long, long time, so you know the stories and the cover-ups and the nonsense that goes on. I'm just still trying to figure out why Puerto Rico is going to become the 51st state. Like it or not, they can't bail themselves out, so they're going to have to become...
They were in trouble before the hurricane.
Yeah, they were in big trouble before the hurricane. So, but it is interesting to try to speculate as to why this became such a clouded mess, if you will. So interesting. Victoria thinks that's the number one item this week. We'll get Walter Sterling's take on that when next we continue here on the Countdown and the Roundup.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produced an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com or call them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
John McCain's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda later today. Yesterday, McCain was remembered at a North Phoenix Baptist church, where former Arizona Attorney General Grant Wood said,
"He was courageous every step of the way. And in Arizona, he was our hero, that he was America's hero."
An invitation-only funeral is to be held at the Washington National Cathedral tomorrow. Meanwhile, in Detroit last night, singer Teddy Pendergrass, just one of 40 artists who performed last night at a tribute concert in Shane Park, Detroit, to remember Aretha Franklin. Her funeral set for today. She died at her home earlier this month at 76. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Talk radio review on the air with the unlikely combination of radio talk pros. Walter M. Sterling from Westwood One is here. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for DC Radio, is here. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going through the items, not necessarily in order. And I actually have asked, because I took exception to the Trump-Russia investigation as being number one, and I think Victoria had her focus on what's going on in Puerto Rico with the numbers there. My feeling is that John McCain's passing is number one. Walter, what do you feel? Because you're in a world of your own, literally and figuratively. What, in your mind, is the most discussable topic or item from last week?
Well, when I stood with my six-year-old at the bus stop for many, many days the past few weeks, I did not hear any of these subjects mentioned. And about half the names that you mentioned of people who were important, I have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. The conversation I heard was that it's over 90 degrees almost everywhere in America. 104 it hit in Washington, D.C., 102 in New York City, 100 in Chicago. And what I heard is that our kids' classrooms are not air-conditioned.
Right.
Now, every bar in those cities is air conditioned. The worse the bar where your feet
stick
to the ground.
So let's send our kids to the bar for school. What's wrong with that? They don't use the bars in the daytime.
Right. What schools are you sending your kids to that they don't have air conditioning?
We don't have any air conditioning here in Framingham. The kids, they even canceled school the first day of school because
that's
it was
correct.
So hot here. Yes.
Over half the classrooms in public schools in America, are not air conditioned. Now, if I leave my kid in a 90-degree car, I can and should be arrested. But it's okay for me to leave my kid in a 90-degree classroom. I'm a little confused about this. Yet every state and federal prison is air conditioned. And if the air conditioning goes down in a cell block, they move the prisoners to a different one. And believe me, if you're in fourth grade, you think you're in prison.
See, we have air conditioning everywhere here in Washington, D.C., because obviously we need it. I guess up north, where in Boston, Doug, I guess...
Over half the classrooms in Washington, D.C. are not air-conditioned.
Baba Louie.
Yeah, I call BS on that.
All right.
Well, having done my homework on this, it's a fact.
Having gone through schools in the Washington area, it's not a fact. I grew up in the suburbs of
Washington.
Maryland. My brother went to the suburbs of Maryland.
So can we agree, even if that, whatever the fact is, can we agree that having air conditioning in schools, if we're going to have year-round schooling, which is what I think we should be doing, these school classrooms, teachers sit around for 2 months and do nothing, the buildings aren't used, why are we spending all this money if we're not utilizing them to the fullest extent? So having the old agrarian society that we, some of us grew up in, and certainly that's where after the Civil War, when public school education sort of got its leg up, the whole schedule was built around what the needs on the farm were. Hello, wake up. It's 2018. We don't have an agrarian society anymore, much to our disdain, frankly. That's another discussion. So why are we building the calendar so that we have 2 weeks off, that kind of stuff? It's nonsense. There should be school. Look at the lack of educational results coming from the youngsters who are taking these tests. We're failing miserably. We spend all this money. You know, Los Angeles built a high school that opened 3 years ago that cost almost $300 million to build, and they have a 65% dropout rate when you get to the age of 16. So building these huge edifices, whether they got air conditioning or they haven't, not using them to the fullest extent is a crime. So I'm with you, Walter, to a point.
Walter's right. I mean, I'm looking at several articles here. And here's one right here. Nearly a dozen of the biggest school districts lack air conditioning. Now, I can tell you Washington, D.C., but they're talking about Miami schools that don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, where it's hot as hell all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 20 of the 52 schools in the Baltimore counties are not air conditioned. Is that the South Bay Rich? Is that southern enough for you, Rich?
We're supposed to be running the representative form of government is supposed to represent us. How are we, with the number with the taxes we pay and the insane amount of money that we spend on things like defense, what are we doing in terms of education? We have
the education lobby is not a popular one compared with the defense lobby, which pays boodles of money into the coffers of the politicians on both sides of the aisle. And, of course, also has plants where they manufacture things in the constituencies of those same politicians, and that's how you get things done.
Well, no, I have no idea what you just said, but the way you get things done is you grease and pay people off, and clearly not enough people have been greased and paid off.
That's
when
what
I talk
I said.
To the school. Then say that. The fact is that when I talk to school administrators in city after city about this, I always hear the same thing. Well, our schools are over 100 years old. I'm like, I can show you 100-year-old schools that have been air-conditioned. And if you want to air-condition these schools, it's easy. You go to Walmart. They're now selling $120 Chinese-made air conditioners. You put one in each window. You put a plaque on the front of the school that says, air-conditioned by Walmart. They will step up and hand you those air conditioners in 2 seconds.
Well,
the key to what I'm saying is, and I think I said it very clearly as a matter of fact, is that the teachers' lobby does not have the same clout with politicians as the defense lobby, for example.
They don't.
To get
right.
things
yeah.
done. And that's yeah. why these things don't change.
Although, don't kid yourself, Victoria. The teachers' union have plenty of clout with politicians.
They have
not
clout,
as much
but
as
they don't have the money.
Yeah. Well, they don't have as much money.
Money makes the world go around, as they said in Cabaret.
Yeah, that's very true. I didn't realize that was from Cabaret, no. See, I learned something. Walter, you haven't taught me anything that I didn't know, but Victoria just told me that came from Cabaret. So we got to tune this up a little bit here. Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Roundup, which continues in a matter of moments. Let me call your attention, if I may, to the powerful way to clean out your innards, if you will. Life Change Tea. Maintain your perfect health. If you don't have perfect health, this is a way to get there. Life Change Tea cleanses your body from what they describe, and what I agree, intruders. The things that get into your body that have come as a result of the food, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, processing of food now, it depletes the value of the nutritional product. So you need to clean your body and maybe change your evil ways when it comes to what you eat. I know that's hard to do. So let's go to GetTheTea.com together, shall we? GetTheTea.com is the website where you can get Life Change Tea, and you'll see other teas that are there that are made in America. All the tea is grown in America. It's organic, it's natural, and it will cleanse your body. Make yourself ready, willing, and able for the holiday season, which is this. I want to wash my mouth out with soap saying this, but we're into the fall, and it'll be Thanksgiving before you know it, and Christmas, and New Year's, and parties, and you'll eat even worse than you have been at the barbecues. So this is a tea that makes you go, literally and figuratively, Life Change Tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you're going to be pretty happy with the results. I am. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago, minimally processed, free of pesticides. It nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Another store closing? Well, we're here for you. Kohl's, with the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Levi's, Adidas, Carter's, Hanes, and so many more for your family and for your home. And the best savings with incredible sales, Kohl's Cash, and Yes to You Rewards. Kohl's is the best place to shop. Shop anytime online or go to Kohl's.com/stores to find a store near you. Kohl's, we're here for you.
All right, we're moving into the I was going to say the final zone here on this week's review from the perspective of the talk professionals, Victoria Jones and Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden and the Dougster are here. We've been talking about air conditioning. All right, so what about the passing of Aretha? How's that on your radar this week? Well, I guess I'll go to Walter because he's the
naysayer. I think the coolest thing about her that we learned in her death was that from her first performance to the Kennedy Center Honors, whenever she performed, she did two things. She said, one, you're going to pay me in advance.
Cash.
Two, you're going to pay me cash. She would put it in her coin purse and put her coin purse on top of the piano and then played with that coin purse on the piano. No one was taking her money.
She got that from Chuck Berry. She got that whole thing from Chuck Berry. Yeah.
Wasn't it the best in her casket? She was wearing red high heels and her legs crossed.
Well, yes. What I thought was more interesting is that they changed her outfit three times for each one of the displays. So 3 days of display.
Yeah, what kind of a show do you think that was
on
backstage?
Fantastic. I love that.
That's your man.
Fantastic.
Yeah. They didn't do that for McCain. McCain's wearing the same suit today that he wore two or three days ago when they put him in the casket. So that didn't change.
But if you roll McCain over, he's got a screw you Trump bumper sticker on his butt.
Maybe beyond the bottom of the casket.
The absence of Trump and incidentally of Sarah Palin at the funeral speaks volumes. It's very interesting.
Was she disinvited or did she just not come?
No, she was not invited.
She was not invited.
No.
Wow.
I think that's appropriate. The two men had nothing in common. They didn't, after the election, the run, they were done. There was nothing between the two of them. Palin went off on her own. And McCain often, if you read
now,
McCain's
book. Now, what about Obama?
Book,
because McCain did not like Trump because he got to where he wanted to and never got there. But he didn't like Obama either because he beat him. Is he coming to the funeral?
He's speaking at the funeral,
oh, yes.
And so is George Bush.
Obama was phoned by McCain and was personally asked to give a eulogy. McCain came to admire and respect Obama over the years. They were never close friends,
no.
But he came to have a respect for him.
And the same is true of George Bush. He didn't like George Bush at, if you, again, read that book that he wrote. He didn't like George Bush at all. And the dirty tricks that the Bushies played on him in North, it was either North Carolina or South Carolina. They started a rumor that he fathered an illegitimate black child because this is how stupid they are. McCain has an adopted black child. And so the mongers down there got it in their city, and it worked because it was after McCain won handily in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I remember that.
The next stop was North Carolina,
right.
And he got wiped out because of the rumors of his fathering a black child and his infidelities with his wife, which weren't true. I mean, all of this kind of stuff. But that's how politics is, and it's a nasty business. It's not as nasty as not having air conditioning in schools, Walter, but it's close.
You know, and in the Broward schools, you know what the big issue is there in Broward County, Rich?
Yes.
The big issue is that the air conditioning doesn't work and that it's infected with black mold and hundreds of kids of lung infection from bad air conditioning.
You know what? One of the subtopics here that isn't being discussed much, another item, is the reemergence of Legionnaire's disease, not just on cruise ships, but hotels and that sort of thing. It's shown up in many, many places. It's kind of like the mosquito problem that's come back again. What's that? What was in the south of mosquitoes?
Malaria.
No, not malaria. What was the thing that affected babies that came from mosquitoes a couple of 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Bad grandparents?
Zika.
What is it? Yeah, Zika. That's Zika. Right. Yeah, yeah. That's come back again. Yep. All right, so all those things, see how we've played with the stories and the people, and we've added to your knowledge, all those things are good. Thanks to Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden for this hour of the Talk Radio Roundup. 10 minutes before the hour now.
A Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With the music from Rambo. Rambo. Richie, that's about it. That's the only dialogue that there is that's necessary.
In the movie, right. No, what is it? He's got the one line. What's the one line in that, Chuck? What does he say in the first movie?
I'm not going back. It's hard to understand his dialogue, but you're making fun of Rambo?
Oh. No, I'm making fun of Rocky. I'm making fun of Sly.
You know why we play that music, Doug?
All right, the music from Rambo. Why are we playing it, Chucker?
Because it was a video release yesterday of Sylvester Stallone flipping a 250-pound tire in training to do the fifth Rambo movie, which will start shooting in the next few months. Very impressive. 72 years old, flipping a 250-pound tire. I'm amazed when you put your shoes on in the morning.
No, I can do that. I can do that. Same thing. Come on. All right. So we got Rambo.
I want to see a video of that.
What, of me doing that?
I challenge you.
Okay.
I want to see you take a track.
If somebody wanted to see a video of me doing 600-pound leg presses, and I was challenged to that, and I provided a video of me doing 600-pound leg presses. So I certainly can provide you with the same thing for a lousy 250-pound tire.
Do it. Absolutely.
Okay. Meanwhile, it's not about me here.
Is this fake news or real?
No. I think he can do it.
All right. So, Chucker. Let's get to the bottom of what's going on this weekend. What do we have that is going to be very attractive? I may have some time to go to the movies. What should I see that's new this weekend?
I think we both have to see now this crazy rich Asian movie because it's tracking to do another $25 million. It'll be over $100 million. This weekend, these are big numbers for a movie that a lot of people didn't hear about. This has done very well at the box office. Also, The Meg with Jason Statham is held up pretty well.
I'm not
$100 million worldwide.
Yeah, isn't there a new there's a new action movie? What's the action movie out this weekend?
Well, there's a movie called, I think, would be in your wheelhouse. I want to see it also. Operation Final, which opened on Wednesday, about a secret team searching for a Nazi officer. Oscar Isaac plays Poe in the Star Wars movies, and, Ben Kingsley.
Kingsley is
the reviews are really good.
He's Adolf Eichmann. They're looking for Adolf Eichmann to get him.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that looked like it would be an interesting. I'm surprised that story hasn't been told by now, frankly. When I saw the trailer, that's a story that needed to be told. So, the story of how the Jews get the last of the bad Nazis, that's pretty much what that is all about. More from Chuck Curry right after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to GEICO. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. GEICO is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, Chucker, what else have we got for movie news beside what will be trending this weekend and how it's a three-day weekend, not a four, or actually they can see
it's
a four-day weekend now, right?
Exactly. You know, yesterday I spoke about this movie, First Man, the Neil Armstrong movie with Ryan Gosling, getting great reviews at the Venice Film Festival. Well, another high-profile movie to look forward to was screened, also got great notice was A Star Is Born remake with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Evidently, people really, really liked what they saw and think it's going to be a big front run Oscar time. This is the directorial debut of Bradley Gaga. If you watch a trailer, the movie's just as good. One bit of news, the Maverick Top Gun 2 has been delayed 1 year and that'll come out in 2020 because the studio needs time to do a lot of the aerial effects.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.